KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, the question of what is a movie and what qualifies as an awards-worthy movie continues to be batted around in Hollywood. We saw chatter when Steven Spielberg's company Amblin made a deal with Netflix. I think that was quite overblown. We can talk about that in a sec. But we've also just recently seen the Directors Guild state that it will not allow movies to compete in the upcoming year if they did not play exclusively in theaters for at least 7 days. And that would appear to exclude anything on the Warner Brothers film slate because, as we have talked about, all of those movies are opening in theaters the same day they're available to stream. The Academy is not imposing that rule. The DGA may have to change its mind, but for now, that's where they are.
Yeah, and that's kind of a big deal because, as we know, the DGA often presages what the Academy nominees are. And if you're not going to be eligible because your studio has decided to do a day and date experiment like Warner Brothers has, or you're working for Netflix, which typically doesn't do those kinds of exclusive theatrical runs, even though they do make exceptions for awards movies, that's potentially going to harm you as a filmmaker. And someone like Denis Villeneuve, who is a former DGA nominee and has a film this fall called Dune, which is expected to be an awards contender, I think I would be a little upset if I'm all of a sudden not eligible for my guild's top award because an executive at Warner Media decided to put my movie on the streaming service the same day as it's in theaters. And this is just another volley in the back and forth between talent and these companies that are prioritizing streaming potentially at the expense of the talent they work with.
Yeah, I mean, Denis Villeneuve has already made it clear. He wrote an open letter, as Chris Nolan went public with his objections to the Warner plan, he wrote a real cri de coeur open letter in which he lamented and was very upset. Now, it is possible, Warner Media has been very staunch about saying we're not making any changes. They could come up with a 7-day release for him. It would be a way. I mean, this is a legendary movie, after all. It's not a Warner Brothers movie. Warner's is releasing it and has a 25% interest, but Legendary really was backing Denis Villeneuve. So, we'll see what happens with that. They may have to blink.
Yeah, and if they do blink, then that opens the floodgates. I mean, if you're David Chase and you have the Sopranos movie, or if you're the Wachowskis and you have the Matrix sequel, or John Chu within the Heights, you're saying, well, wait a second, why does this guy get the special treatment just because it's the possibility of getting a DGA award? They will want the same thing, and then you get into the same problem they've had with treating filmmakers in a certain way.
Yeah, it's a problem, all right, and probably end as soon as the management changes, assuming that the Discovery Warner Media deal goes through. Turning back to Steven Spielberg, everybody was like, oh God, Steven Spielberg, he said it wasn't really a movie if it streams. Well, he made a deal with Netflix. I'm not sure he's taking the top drawer material and saying, let me give this to you, Netflix, but I am sure he's going to be cashing a damn big check.
Yeah, two things here. First of all, Spielberg never said that a movie on Netflix was not a real movie. He said that it should be eligible for Emmys, not Oscars, because it's more like a TV movie, which is pretty consistent with this deal because this deal keeps his Universal deal intact. And the Universal deal is for the more quote unquote theatrical movies, the ones that he may want to direct himself or have much more commercial prospects like Jurassic World or 1917. The other stuff is potentially going to go to Netflix, and those are the smaller movies. Amblin has a big business doing these smaller movies. And it's not this big capitulation. Spielberg has not changed his tune. I think he's pretty specific about how he feels about streaming services, and they're much more akin to television than theatrical.
Yeah, and there's another thing, which is, money. Amblin needs it. That's what one hears. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of a new media outlet launching later this summer. He will join me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.